And I see that, I feel that deeply, thanks to Colleen. Truly, truly. I mean, the contrast is so dramatic. I mean, I see the frustration that she felt, because I feel it myself now, to see our brothers and sisters not tapping into that energy, that source. Now, because I've been through that process and know it, I have certainty, I have faith in my brothers and sisters. And so I ask you to please imagine that world in which every human being has access to their full capacity, their full strength, their full their full power as a living thing, as a free, uncoerced living thing. Artists are students of energy, because that's what we're talking about here. Energy. Having access to our energy. And that's perhaps the most stark difference in some respects between those who have tapped into true power and those who worship and this false power, this power to cause harm, to destroy, this power that makes them obsessed with turning their brothers and sisters into puppets. That contrast being that when you've tapped into true power, it's just the opposite. You want every human being to be fully powerful. That's what you want. More than anything, that's what you want. We can't have a world truly premised on freedom if that is not the case. That's what I see now. That's what Bruce Lee saw. That's what those who are free see. Artists are students of energy. Studious attendants to the pulsations of life, to which they seek to become sensitive receptors, and for which to be tender advocates. So when we say that we are all artists, it simply means that that is our inherent capacity. The film Seven Samurai is a useful tool, I think, for exploring in group discussion this process, and wow, would I love to participate in a group discussion of Seven Samurai. Don't forget me if you set such a thing up. And it's as well a metaphor for the monumental challenge before us. For what could be more monumental than the suppression of our energy as a collective humanity for millennia? I mean, truly. And are now, finally, overcoming it. The theft of our souls. And are now, finally, recovering them. In the film, Earth-Connected Folk, but under conditions of class, under compulsion. This is what I meant by saying we have to have a world in which every human being is fully developing, free. To have a world premised on freedom, to get beyond class. And in so Earth Connected under compulsion, however, to get beyond class requires a global effort, i.e., it was waiting for this moment. And our thought process is now catching up to that. The conditions are changed. These are new conditions, Ernest. And you must base your thinking on these changed conditions. We have instantaneous communication. We have the internet. We have the means to organize a one-day global general strike over and over and over, almost overnight till we get it. These are new conditions. It's time. We are that elephant who can now look down and see that that chain is gone. It's time for us to act on that new information. So these are folk inexperienced in Seven Samurai with confronting power, and they seek the help of artists, students of life's pulsations, in order to get power off their backs. We have to work together to do that. So when I say, you know, folks who are free, again, that's relatively speaking, until we have power, global power, dissolved into our freedom, becoming free themselves in the process, but that's neither here nor there. In this word energy, we see the crux of our containment as well as our strategy for getting free. When the bifurcation of humanity is the premise for what we are told is thought, really it's just the regurgitation of the propaganda we're given, that there must be slaves for it to exist, one side effect when we find we cannot think authentically, and our body, if only unconsciously, feels the difference, is fear that we will never escape that slave category. So here is yet another circular trap, another way power hides, the source for an intentionally constructed repetition compulsion, to use Alice's language, in which our lack of thought and resulting fear mutually reinforce, and power hides in our self-blame. Never discussed is, as we've said, that a bifurcated condition for thought destroys authentic thought. Never discussed is the stifling effect on thought of separating us. We need each other to develop our thought. Never discussed is our wasted energy in fear, confusion, and the endless repetition of compulsions. This matters because we have to see how the system reproduces itself so we can thoughtfully decommission it, starve it of our energy as we grow our free future, which, I'm arguing, is about creating our happiness, which gives us a lever here in the U.S. If the martial arts exist to defend the quote-unquote weak, help all we can get big, and to therefore establish happiness, this, within a global system of class, will cause the artists who practice it to clash with global power, which cannot exist if we do not forfeit authentic lives, our full gifts, our happiness. But if we do not choose to defend the weak, help all we can get big, and to therefore establish happiness, what will become of us as human beings, as global humans, our full humanity? Artists, musicians, actors, Marxists, martial artists, and in this circumstance, we must all become martial artists, must start us down the path to the restoration of souls. We are at war, do not doubt it, a war to preserve the human being, a war to establish a free humanity. In the establishment of the conditions that allow for our self-creation as global humans, and in so doing, our happiness. It is the global perspective, unifying across nation, that is critical. I don't know of any contemporary but Bruce Lee who was actively trying to do this, bring us together across the false divisions. And as an afterthought, I had to say, please forgive me, my being remiss in failing to mention Martin Luther King, Bob Marley, John Coltrane, to name three of the most glaring omissions, Sly, Michael Jackson. But I guess what I was getting at was having a clear sense of how to do it, fully developing individualities with a global perspective in defense of the quote-unquote weak, in determined opposition to bullies, to global power. This requires organization.